okay, maybe this isn't quite such a big deal as Brexit, but the United Kingdom is changing in a way that is symbolically important. Pubs are closing across the UK. They are victims of changing lifestyles and also the rising price of real estate. Now, some communities have banded together to buy and save their local pubs. NPR's Frank Langfitt visited one.
The Packhorse sits in the tiny village of South Stoke amid rolling hills dotted with sheep. For more than a century and a half, it played a crucial role in village life. Jared Coles, who brews cider nearby, calls coming here when he was just 15.
And it was quite common to come here at lunchtime with the teachers.
Trevor John, a retired accountant, said the Packhorse marked milestones in many families.
The chap who came to put in our new gas main said he was conceived in the back garden.
So it really is a community asset.
Cradle to grave.
But in 2012, Punch Taverns, a corporation which owns over 1,300 pubs, sold the Packhorse so it could be converted into housing and office space. Villagers feared without the Packhorse, there'd be no place in town to get together. Dom Morehouse, an entrepreneur, explains.
For me, I think, you know, why most of us got involved in this project is you deplete a small community of a place like this, which is the only, you know, communal hub, and you just take its heart away.
It's a familiar story.
Communities across the UK have been seeing widespread closures of village and town and city pubs as well.
James Alcock is executive director of the Plunkett Foundation. It's a UK charity which, among other things, advises communities on how to purchase and run pubs.
There is huge demand, so we are currently working with just shy of 250 communities that are somewhere along the process of setting up a community-owned pub.
Since 2012, nearly 80 groups have bought their local pub. But to save the Packhorse found, it's not easy. First, volunteers had to use local regulation to stop the new owner from turning the Packhorse into housing. Next, the villagers had the Packhorse listed as a community asset. That forced the new owner to give them 6 months to put together a competitive bid to buy the building after he put it back on the market. Dom Morehouse says volunteers canvassed South Stoke and beyond looking for investors, selling shares for $650 each.
You know, lots of banging on doors, lots of emails, you know, lots of coffee meetings. And I think even a couple of weeks before the deadline date, we had to raise £525,000, you know, which is a big chunk of money. We were, I think, circa 50k short and sweating it, really sweating it.
In the final 24 hours, they surpassed their target. The group now had enough money to buy the pub, but needed even more to fix it up. Because, as Trevor John says, the Packhorse was a wreck.
The property owner had stripped everything out. All the radiators are gone, the plumbing gone, the electrics are gone, and the floors were falling through.
Volunteers spent hundreds of hours clearing the brush and grading the back garden, which was so overgrown you could barely see the pub's ground floor. On a snowy day last year, scores of villagers and supporters turned out for a ribbon-cutting ceremony.
Three, two, one, go!
And reopened the pub with a big celebration. If running an English pub sounds romantic, it's not. You're competing against everything from cheaper supermarket beer to Netflix. Dom Morehouse and then Trevor John explain.
This is a tough, you know, business model. I mean, it's not for the faint-hearted.
Dom talked to loads of people in the industry. So the income, all the expenses, prices, drinks, a lot of work went into. It wasn't just a sort of back-of-the-envelope exercise.
Morehouse says a key reason people now come to the Packhorse is because the community owns it.
You know, we've now got 430 people who want it to work, you know, want it to work for social reasons, you know, out there advocating it with their friends and family, you know, they're our marketeers.
A year on, the Packhorse is doing well. During a visit in warmer weather, the back garden was nearly full. Adj Secker, a retired cop, was having fish and chips at a picnic table with his wife.
We love it. It's a great country pub. You know, you can have a day off work and, you know, have lunch together and a pint of cider, a glass of wine, and in the glorious Somerset countryside. What's better than that?
And every couple of weeks or so, the Packhorse hosts a local pub choir.
Your faith was strong.
Of the nearly 80 pubs communities have taken over in the past 7 years, James Alcock says all are still operating. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, South Stoke, England.